rural legends, remarkable characters and legendary tales from rural Australia, from ABC Radio's Country Hour programme.
Crucial to Nancy's success as a pilot was the support she received from family and others.
My great aunt and my father put up £400 for me to buy the first aeroplane that I was able to go barnstorming in. It was a rebuilt Gypsy Moth that had been through a fire. The engine was pretty terrible. It had a tail on its test flight. It had a forced landing, took off from Mascot. Fortunately, it cleared Cook's River and landed on the golf course opposite. Towed back, and we christened it, and Jean Batten was there to help us and so on before we started on this tour, a barnstorming tour. And then I went to the Shell Company, who helped me organise the tour. I didn't have two bob to my name, but they got in touch with the representatives in country towns, and they found the nearest paddock to the showground and told me how high the trees were and if there were any telephone lines over it. They were absolutely marvellous, and they were the pioneers of aviation. There's no doubt about that. They financed Smithy and his flights, and also little me with my carnet, or credit card as you'd call it now. I didn't have two bob to my name yet, so I could get petrol anywhere I landed.
And while it may seem romantic, the early days of Outback Aviation were fraught with danger.
Yes, looking back, you can call them sticking. A bit worrying at the time. Engine trouble 145 miles northwest of Bourke, and having to get people to cut down saplings and things to be able to take off again. Getting back in the air and finding your engine ran roughly. It was rather a terrifying experience once, and dumping petrol to take off, and I'll never forget the panic that set in when I put a garden hose in the petrol tank and started running petrol onto the ground. In this remote part of the world, they rush for cans and tins and everything to save the petrol. And then another time when I took off from Dunlop Station, and I honestly didn't know whether I'd clear the trees because the engine would cut out below 1,200 revs. And I had to take a passenger, but I refused to do that. And the party line was wonderful. Everybody reported me flying over very high. And I landed on Bourke Aerodrome with a dead engine. And the the porter from the station came down to see what had happened. He said, the station's master said to me, go down and see what's happened to that girl. And he said, I came back to the station and rang de Havilland's, and they sent an engineer up from Sydney by train. I think he thought he was coming to the end of the world. He was a little German apprentice, and he'd never been outside Sydney, and it was 24 hours on the train. In 1936, I walked into the Stockton station agent's office at Cunnamulla, and he was talking to his client. He said, you won't get out. It rained heavily last night. The road's impassable. He said, I've got to get out. He said, well, I'll send the aeroplane for you. So he said, the pilot's just walked into the office. Here, take the phone, he said to me. Handed me the phone. He said, get some landing instructions. So I took the phone. I said, hello. There was dead silence. And he gasped, my God, it's a woman.